Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, September 14th through Monday, September 20th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this week's podcast with a quick note about HAM Day, with HAM, of course, standing for Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, and HAM Day being their biggest event of the year to secure financial support for their work. Usually there are shows all over town, but given the current state of the pandemic, this year we'll see HAM go virtual again. There will be over 100 artists providing nonstop live music from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the HAM Facebook page, on local TV stations, and also live streamed by the artists themselves. We'll switch from the arts to a few events related to education. First, the William A. Kirk Branch Library is hosting their first drive-in style story time. Library staff will read and present a performance relating to the reading, while participants listen in on their car radios in the parking lot. Folks are still finding creative ways to engage during the pandemic. In a collaborative effort, the Spark Change Project and the Excellence in Advancement Foundation have organized a virtual town hall to provide a forum for young women of color to discuss mental health in schools. This virtual event will give you an opportunity to hear directly from high school girls who have testified before the Texas legislature and who are experts on issues affecting Texas girls of color. Austin ISD begins the process of updating its long-range plan with a series of community conversations centered around the topic of looking back and moving forward. The events feature a community panel discussing their experiences with historic inequities in the district and how we can begin to rebuild trust. Monday and Saturday conversations are presented in English with Spanish interpretation. The Tuesday conversation is presented in Spanish with English interpretation. On the equity front, the Civil Rights Office of the City of Austin and the Austin Police Department host a forum on combating hate-related violence towards the Asian American and Pacific Islander community on Thursday at 6 p.m. This initiative is in direct response to the increasing violence toward the AAPI community, which has continued to escalate since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Since the Central Texas economy is heating up, so are the opportunities for Central Texans to connect with employment opportunities and for local stakeholders to assist local officials in updating local workforce plans. First, there's a Tech Career Fair on Tuesday at 3 p.m., as well as a healthcare hiring event on Wednesday at 11 a.m. In addition, there's a Back to School Career Fair highlighting career opportunities in education on Thursday at 10 a.m. Local ISDs and higher ed institutions and nonprofits are partnering with Workforce Solutions Capital Area to help connect employers with job seekers. On Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., Solar Austin hosts the Pathways to Clean Energy Careers information session for companies interested in hiring program interns. The mission of this program is to cultivate more inclusive and equitable pathways for female students and students of color into Texas's growing clean energy industry. Another workforce-related opportunity this week, presented by Workforce Solutions Capital Area, is a training to learn about pathways to middle skilled jobs on Tuesday at 9 a.m. And it's for case managers, career advisors, counselors, CTE staff, and job coaches. Learn more about middle skilled jobs in Central Texas and walk away with effective ways to connect your clients to post-secondary training and jobs in the region. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to do just that by walking up and getting your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar in the Monday listing, we include the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 2 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you're facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our fun and free feature for this episode, which is the 24th Annual Museum Day, which takes place on Sunday, September 19th. More than 20 museums in Austin will welcome visitors with special programming, including guided and self-guided exhibition tours, activities, and more for visitors of all ages. Look for a special insert in this week's Austin Chronicle with complete information. I'll end the podcast with details about the Viva Mexico program being produced by the MIS Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center and another program called Viva Mexico produced by Austin High School. All events commemorate Mexican Independence Day, which is September 16th, el 16 de septiembre. The MAC program on the 16th is virtual, and you can check it out on their Facebook page for the Mexican American Cultural Center. The program on the 18th for the Mexican American Cultural Center is in person. The event features mariachi, tejano, conjunto, and son jarocho music, a style from the Veracruz region of Mexico. The program on the 18th also features danza azteca guadalupana, performing Aztec traditional dance, as well as the Round Rock Ballet Folklorico. In between those two events, hosted by the Emma Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center, there will also be an event on Friday, September 17th, hosted by Austin High School's Ballet Folklorico. This is their first live show of the school year called Viva Mexico. In honor of Mexican Independence Day, the event features dances from the regions of Tamaulipas, Picota, Chiapas, Sonora, Bronco, and Jalisco. Eso! Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.